in the periphery of a region once wetland, near Tepexpan in Mexico, which today serves as a bull-fighting ring, were found fossilized remains of a primitive man, alongside bones of a species of elephant, now extinct. Helmut de Terra tested these findings and determined the age of the stratum as 11,000 to 12,000 years. Some samples of peat, withdrawn from the region, were subjected to Libby, who set their age at 11,300 years, confirming the previous corresponding datings. Libby also tested charcoal, a stove found in the cave near Lascaux, France, under the famous cave paintings of the era of glaciation. The test showed 15,516 years. The following table gives the summary of test values. Charcoal, the cave of Lascaux, France. 15,516 sludge from glacier, Iceland. 11,310 Tertay Tepexpan, Mexico. 11,300 advancing glaciers of the last, on average. 11,000 Quaternary pine for Two Creeks, Wisconsin, USA. 11,000 wood of birch, Northern Europe. 10,800 low-cost peat, England. 10,831 bones of buffalo, found in Folsom, USA. 9,883 findings of sandals, Oregon, USA. 9,035 quintinario findings of bone, Patagonia. 9,000. The table above allows us to determine with accuracy the date of that disaster that ended the Quaternary and opened the Quintinario. Magna, that date must be between the last advance of glaciers and the first time guaranteed, post-glacial, so it should be at most 11,000 and at least 9,883 years ago, possibly in the middle of that range. The average value would be 10,440 years ago, with a tolerance of 560 years plus or minus. This value corresponds to the date of the disaster, as follows: 110,440 minus 1,950 equals 8490 BC, Gregorian date. Also, with this, the start date of the Mayan calendar reveals its identity with Enzo Fismevel, the time of the disaster, inaugurating the Quintinario. However, the findings confirm yet another American thing. Supposed that the man of Folsom at the second test of Libby, lived for more than 9 millennia ago and manufacturing the sandals, of which the caves of Oregon found a stock of 200 pairs, he was practical in that branch of manufacture until able to manufacture in series. So this proves that, long before the origin of the early post-glacial populations of the Sumerians, a civilization already existed elsewhere appreciable. The same should be true for the man in the timing of glaciations, a little older. Moreover, considering the fact that among the generations before and post-glacial was a tremendous cataclysm of destructive global effects, the finding of sandals should be interpreted as meaning that the man survived that disaster. It still managed to save and keep a vestige of civilization, whose level is evidenced by this finding. This sequence of reasoning, it is the following conclusion: the older generations of earlier eras that disaster, which revolutionized the Earth, and which fully met the conditions to develop its own civilization, should have achieved a level of progress and cultural development and higher than shown by several archaeological findings in question. Thus the date established magna is fully guaranteed by the science, as during the subsequent millennial history, more accessible to the scientific control, a few dates with certain security are equal to that. The identity of the flood time, undoubtedly the end of the Quaternary catastrophic, with a day zero of the Mayan calendar, is established without a doubt. It does not discuss the legitimacy of that schedule. Regarding the problem of Atlantis, that is, what is the importance of the Mayan calendar and its control by radiological tests? For this reason that we know that we get from the prehistoric stones of temples deserts, the evidence clearly confirms their narrative of the supposed Platonic legendary island, and there needs precisely those passages that most were put in doubt and say it is the center of a civilization far advanced, highly sophisticated, whose sinking was 8,000 years before Solon, and is accompanied by earthquakes, Macarius rain and flood. The Book of Books, the myths and legends of many peoples, the sterile layer of mud diluvial, found under the remains of the first Sumerian civilization, all this comes to prove the authenticity of these results we have just exposed. Postscript: publisher of the Prophet, the Dormicedo. Valeria by an omission failed to mention, after this scientific argument, the prophecies of the sleeping prophet North American, the spiritual healer Edgar Cayce, who died in 1945, in Virginia, USA. Between 1923 and 1944, in a state of trance, Cayce gave hundreds of interviews, which always hit the enigma of Atlantis. For these occasions he entered in connection with alleged that once people have lived there, turning to you, or was aware of his statements, made in a state of trance, and were absolutely uninterested in it. In one of these conferences, as used to draw their interviews, Cayce explained that Posidia, thus referring to Atlantis, it would be one of the island complex of the waves again in the not-too-distant future. Charles Billitz addressed these prophecies, commenting, "This strange archaeological prophecy was confirmed in some regions and even according to the plans by many findings in the sandbanks of the Bahamas, where some buildings appeared. To the left shows the trip and the survey the ocean bottom. However, the case would be to ask if these findings were made according to the prophecies, or because of the prophecies, or because people, aware of the phenomenon Cayce, were searching for them, as happened with some commanders of aircraft, the first sights to those buildings or facilities submarine." Alleged that the conferences of Cayce and the legends of antiquity were based on real events, it would be possible to imagine forces, possibly generated by a scientifically advanced civilization, which was still active in the regions where once were concentrated. Also, it can entertain the possibility of the electronic and magnetic anomalies, and of gravitation, in the Bermuda Triangle, representing a legacy, even negative, of a culture lost in time to the point of having almost no trace left of this and our souvenirs civilization before they were certain that the intuitive facts. With this, Charles Berlitz, author of the Bermuda Triangle, refers to other reports of Cayce, who mentioned in his lectures often mysterious energy sources, supposedly irradiated submerged the island, which he would be nuclear in nature and could be compared with laser and maser of our present. Cayce described these energy sources and it has amazing detail, although his time there or even comparable energy sources. Often also remarkable, Cayce spoke to the inhabitants of Atlantis, the creators of those energy sources. They abused the point of losing their control, then just went to cause the destruction of peoples and the world they lived. The man brought the destructive forces that then attached to the natural gas reserves, the natural forces and forms, caused the worst of all the eruptions, which rose up from the depths of the earth, in slow process of cooling, and that part, Atlantis, now located in the vicinity of the Sargasso Sea, was the first to sink into the sea. In another conference, Cayce said the sinking of Atlantis civilization, the use of solar energy, including to the radius, leading to the disintegration of their atom, was therefore the destruction of the Earth. The fact in this book, be mentioned the name of a scientist who was not and did his statements on the Atlantic in state of full consciousness, but in a state of trance, is that the high concept that it's enjoyed, due to their prophecies. It is a miracle that their reports on the submerged Atlantis were taken seriously, even in scientific circles, but which were received with some caution and reserve. Additional epilogue. Several of the theories raised by Otto H. Muck find confirmation in the book The Triangle of Bermuda, by Charles Berlitz. Thus, the latter author mentions that the vast areas, formerly continental and submarine today, were part of the Mediterranean regions, including the land bridge between Africa and Gibraltar, and between Sicily and Italy, large areas of the North Sea, the continental shelves of Ireland, France, Iberia and Africa, the submerged plateaus around the Azores, the Canary Islands and Madeira, the backbone of the Cape of San Vicente, the Azores, the dorsal, Central Atlantic, continental shelves of the Americas North and South, and especially the sandbanks of the Bahamas that before were covered by the waters, occupying thousands of square kilometers of surface above sea level. There is abundant evidence showing that over the last 10 or 12 millennia these areas were above sea level. Therefore, a Soviet expedition, operating north of the Azores, then withdrew, a depth of more than 2,000 meters, a block of rock, formed 17,000 years ago, under atmospheric pressure, a team of divers who in the 19th century, near the Azores, fixed a transatlantic cable, brought to the surface a piece of quelita, vitrified lava, formed below sea level, atmospheric pressure. The age of these findings was found to be approximately 12,000 years. Based on this and other results of research, is reasonable to conclude that large areas in the vicinity of today's Azores Islands were once above the waves of the Atlantic. Other discoveries made recently seem to confirm the correct timing of the last flooding of vast areas in the Atlantic, giving the year of 11,000 BC. This also gives the date of the third glacial stage. For exhibitions of muck, know that those details to give way to the remarkable story of Atlantis and the platonic dialogue between Time and Criteria, speaking of a great continent, 9,000 years ago, would have existed in the ocean outside. According to Bulitz, there is clear evidence of a massive continental Caribbean Sea, whose peaks, coming on the waves, could be the antithem. In this context, Bulitz mentions the results of surveys conducted by an expedition of the University of Duke in 1969 that examined the bed of the Caribbean Sea and took soil samples in various parts of the backbone of birds, which extends along the east coast of the basin Venezuela, between Venezuela and the Virgin Islands. The samples of soil contained granite and acid eruptive rocks. For these findings, Bulitz cites the statement of Drive Bruce Heasons, a renowned oceanographer. Until now, the geologists admitted, generally, that light-colored granite rocks and erosive acid were found only in the continents and the earth crust, below sea level. The basalt was heavy, dark. Therefore, the appearance of granite rock, shades of clear, might enhance the old theory that, in times past, there was a mass of land in the eastern Caribbean region and those rocks were the inside of a continent Hipotido submerged. Recently, archaeology introduced the technique of air photography in their research. Thus, the platform of the Bahamas, where the shallow waters not have been discovered numerous traces of buildings submerged, Bulitz reports in this regard. In many parts of the sand banks of the Bahamas there are plenty of amazing large squares, rectangles, crosses, lines long, arranged in parallel row that eventually would have been, at times, continuing in right angle, sometimes in concentric circles, triangles, octagons and other geometric figures. There is even a sea wall of each 9 meters in height and 160 kilometers long, which, near the mouth of the Rio Orinoco, the Venezuelan coast, get away, sea. At first glance, one would judge that it was of natural origin, however the track strait and his constitution ultimately invalidate this first impression. Of course, these findings on the platform of the Bahamas have also complicated the unmasking of the mystery of Atlantis. As it is in our knowledge, Plato, the most famous of all the commentators of Atlantis, the ancient, thought that the lost continent was located in front of the Pillars of Hercules in any part of the Atlantic Ocean, but more towards the Gibraltar. This idea seems to be in contradiction with the sub-ins discoveries made in the Bahamas platform and the east coast of Venezuela. However, there may be an explanation for this apparent contradiction, because rereading the Platonic narrative with due attention, there is the following passage: in view of the mouth that you used to call the Pillars of Hercules there was an island, whose extent was greater than that of Asia and Libya combined, and from there, it was then possible to cross to the other islands, and those islands, for the whole continent, in front and around that sea, which the fairway, takes its name. In view of this, is not out of the question the supposition that Atlantis, although a large island, not a single island, but throughout a large archipelago, forming a bridge to the Americas. According to Berlitz, this huge empire, I would have done the island today's also the islands of Grand Bahamas and the Atlantic areas that today are of greater depth, more like the language of the ocean, tongue of Osiri, and the Straits of Florida. They formed an internal bay and a barrier in front of the coast of Florida who, at the time, was much greater extent, entering the ocean. A glance at the current scale of depths in the Atlantic West clearly shows that if the sea level was lowered by 200 to 250 meters, small islands in the Atlantic today would be much higher. And the fascinating idea of relating the rise of water, occurred 11,000 years ago, with the narrative of Plato, recently took rejuvenate the debates around the theory that the Aegean is the right place to engage the search for Atlantis. Jacques, Yves Cousteau, the famous underwater explorer, focused their attention on the island of Santorin, is the island of antiquity, to the north of Crete, within the cities. For years, the archaeological research converged on the region, where in 1967 a group formed by American scientists and Greeks, Santorin excavated, a city Minoica, meanwhile identified as a center of civilization, dating from 1500 BC and clearly guided by Crete. Then also the question reappeared on Atlantis. At the time the issue was raised, still open, whether perhaps the enigmatic civilization Minoica carriers, whose mysteries are still waiting for clarification, to the legendary inhabitants of Atlantis. Millennia before the creation of Greek temples, they have decorated their palaces with frescoes, now regarded as the impressionist style and dotivamus of ceramics of high artistic value. The narrative of Plato, Atlantis located in front of the Pillars of Hercules, or anywhere in the Atlantic Ocean, absolutely contradicts this thesis. Moreover, the signs do not give time of Plato with those pertaining to the destinations of Santorin. It was found that some 3,500 years ago the eruption violentissimo of a powerful volcano in Santorin destroyed much of the island, which then was literally designed to air. This event marked the end of the tragic and sudden flourishing civilization Minoica. Therefore, there is marked discrepancy between the dates of Atlantis and fatal Santorin, for which some researchers have tried a no convincing explanation. They said, probably Solon, who brought the story of Atlantis in Egypt, would have confused the Egyptian word for 100 with 1000 and, thus, with the difference to less than zero for both the fateful years, and for the calculating the area of the island, in fact, would approximate values. Defensible Minoica for culture in the island empire of Atlantis, 900 years before Solon, instead of 9,000 years, 200,000 square kilometer, instead of 2 million square kilometer of surface. Thus, Plato, the great philosopher and statesman, and Solon, the great public men, are accused of an unspeakable negligence. Moreover, that has not been adequately explained the location of the island. But for both there is also a possibility, trying to find a common denominator for both assumptions. Perhaps Crete has been one of the eastern provinces of the empire and its civilization enigmatic Atlantis was only a legacy of the great culture of Atlantis. It is in the book Atlantis, Atlantis, researcher of the American Abruin, who dedicated all his life in search of the legendary submerged continent. After exhaustive studies of all the authentic sources and field searches, conducted by the author on the premises, Bruin concluded that, around 9550 BC, a cosmic cataclysm of global proportions, precisely this culture destroyed Atlantis and then deducted that, probably the Cretan and Phoenician were part of the second migratory wave, from Atlantis. For Homer says that Minos, the king of Crete, was a descendant of Deucalion, the hero of the deluge, and the beautiful old Europe. According to sources, Europe means daughter of the country of men of redder skin, and this interpretation is the synonym of Greek Cretan, Phoenix, indicating the origin of an Atlantic country, or American. As already mentioned, in recent time, other researchers doubled their efforts to find tangible traces of the Atlantic submerged island empire of Atlantis. Moreover, it discovered an interesting quote here, discussed by some newspapers in order to make it competitor of Atlantis. a group of internationally renowned oceanographers at the University of Miami, Florida, think he had discovered another continent submerged, based on tests of soil samples from the Atlantic bed in the range of 600 to 1,000 meters depth. His theory is based on the assumption, there are about 70 million years ago, an unknown continent in length have been inserted between the tectonic plates, then separated, Africa and America. At the time of emergence of the new continent, the Atlantic Ocean, led to the reciprocal removal of the plates of Africa and America, would not pass the current size of the Red Sea. According to theory, millions of years later, this intermediary continent sank, swallowed by a bending in the ocean, going into the east, west, between Central Africa and Northern South America when, in the opinion of geologists, the massive land, newly discovered, would have disappeared long before the mysterious continent of Atlantis have been populated. This new theory presents as scientific evidence in its favor, among others, crystallized limestone, containing in addition to seawater, clear lines of rainwater, thus allowing the conclusion that the massive undersea rock recently discovered to have been once dry land above sea level. In addition, samples of soil also close fossilized excrement of crabs, whose service life is of short duration. On that basis, the scientists are able to calculate the time in which those lands were above the waves. Over centuries, the legendary Empire of Atlantis gave rise to the launch of the assumptions as Strambotic as more. As mentioned, the mysterious continent was located in several points possible and imaginable, presumably, would have been found in the Aegean Sea, Caspian Sea, even in the Sahara Desert and the North Sea. For now, all these conjectures are merely the stage of theories, but lack of detailed explanations, such as the Otto H. Mark those provided on the theory of Atlantis, which he defended.